I'm Julie.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I just realized something the other day. If you've ever been in a relationship with somebody that was completely and highly manipulative, ever in a relationship or a marriage, you know what I'm talking about. I've figured out that our news system right now, our course of news, for the most part, not all, it's like reading the news is like being in that manipulative relationship. You know, it's like we're supposed to believe in this no matter what. It's like putting aside all factual evidence, putting aside all types of reality, and just allowing this stuff to be our new reality. And if you've ever been in a relationship where you're being highly manipulated to think a certain way or feel a certain way or to believe certain stuff, you know what I'm talking about. I realized, and I don't know when it began, it could have began way before I was born, that to some degree, our news that is presented to us as people all over the world is spun in a way to manipulate us. And I'm not saying all of it's wrong, but I am saying the majority of it is made for pure on manipulation. One of the things I learned a long time ago as a kid, something that has stayed with me for my entire life, is that the easiest manipulation is to make people fearful, to be fearful, to be scared of their future. When we scare people and make them fearful, we put them into a position of powerlessness. When we do that, we take people out of the equation. We don't have to worry about them because if they're scared or they're fearful, they will not do any harm. More actually, they will stay at home, stay in their home, rarely go out, and really do much of anything because fear is that thing that separates us from everybody else. Fear. If I scare you to believe that your neighbor is a violent serial killer, I will scare you so much that you will not leave your house. I'll scare you so much as you will never dare to say hi to a neighbor. You will not make eye contact. You will not have communication because they could be a serial killer or a child molester or something like that. It's funny how I used to turn on the news all the time when I was younger, and I've stopped doing it because I've realized a lot of key information, but I stopped because a long time ago I used to watch the news all the time, and there was a catastrophe after catastrophe, a natural disaster after natural disaster. There was always some sort of small or large terroristic type activity. People that were being murdered and killed. People that die. They're right in your own city. People get murdered, shot, run over. And it gets overwhelming. And you begin to say, oh my God, this world is an awful place. I'm so scared. But is it really awful? Or am I really magnifying all the problems? You know, it reminds me of a bad relationship. It reminds me of a bad relationship because in a bad relationship, and what I mean by a bad relationship is a manipulating, no good relationship that will end up making you feel very bad, feel like a shallow person, and you'll have to work for years to get yourself back. But the first thing that a bad relationship is about is the person uses a scare tactic to scare you into believing or understanding or listening to everything they say because your life depends on it. It's that scare tactic that keeps you around. If they're not there, you could get hurt. If I'm not here to watch after you, honey, something bad could happen. And it's very interesting because I think we begin to look at the news as like a surrogate family. Oh, God, let's see what the news has to say today. Or I better stay informed. And it's funny how they sold that bill of goods about how, you know, if you watch the news, that means you're informed. I always find that very interesting. What the heck does that mean? I'm informed by what? By your perception of reality? By the manipulation and the feeling that you want me to feel? Whether I should be, you know, scared or suicidal watch? I don't know. Think about it. And it's interesting how being informed means watching the news. And I figured out that being informed is not necessarily that at all. Yes, knowing about current events is somewhat helpful sometimes, but do we always know the full story? You know, recently in the news, some things have been unfolding, and as they unfold more and more, I think the general public will actually begin, if they open their eyes, to see the reality in front of our very eyes. And that reality has not been depicted at all. Again, it reminds me of a relationship that has a ton of problems. I don't know if you know about gaslighting or narcissism and full-on manipulation. I just feel like every single day you turn on the news, that's what you're getting. Because they want you to feel scared. But the second thing they want you to do is to take sides. And I don't know about you, but in any situation, I've realized that there is an area of gray. And that usually in any situation, there's a little bit of truth on both sides, and the truth somehow is somewhere in the middle. And I've realized that when I take sides, taking sides is not the proper protocol. It actually takes me out of my reality, takes me out of reality altogether, and has me emotionally believing or buying into one side or another. It's a lot like couples therapy. I rarely do couples therapy because I don't find it as therapeutic as it should be, because I think that you're supposed to gain the trust of your client and you have their back. Yes, you hear both stories, but again, in couples therapy, people do, well, they can lie, they can alter the truth, they can see it from their perception, okay? But sometimes therapists make a mistake by not necessarily outwardly taking a side of who they believe more or who they think is right, but they subconsciously make comments and decisions with that couple based on that, with not really knowing the full truth. I mean, to be honest, when somebody comes into therapy, if they're not telling the truth, I'm sure some of it you would know and some of it I know, but there are a few people that do a good job of changing the reality. And yes, that's not doing them any good, and it's not helping them, and it's a waste of time for everybody. It's just some crazy exercise that people are doing, and it makes no sense. However, there are a few people out there that do that. But I've realized that when we take sides on situations not knowing the full truth, we kind of make an ass out of ourselves. And I've realized that one of the things that news media likes to do is to make you feel so angry or so upset or so sad or helpless or some sort of endless love and desire toward one person, one group or another. And it's interesting how the emotions run high. And they run on that emotion, adrenaline, to get you to be angry, upset, to make decisions, to make comments to your friends, your family, and some of us to just get so upset all day we're in a bad mood. And I find it very interesting. And it's funny how I find a lot of these news people and a lot of these news crews and these news outlets, for a better word, are really doing a lot of this manipulation. I mean, I'm serious. It's like a full-on, it's like being married to a full-on narcissist, okay? And not knowing what you're going to get tomorrow, okay? But you know that manipulation is at the top of the menu, okay? I'll take a side of pasta with a, I'll take the full meal of manipulation with a side of pasta. Is that okay? Seriously, I'll take a whole cup of manipulation, please. Leave the gumbo out. And I wonder if we really recognize and realize what's truly going on. Because I think that because of all these identities that we've created, these labels that we've created, news is a good, that's a good label, news. It sounds like that's real. Another one would be current events. That sounds real too. And we're intelligent, and you're intelligent if you keep up with the news, right? All of that is like these jargons. I mean, it's like these words that kind of flow in and out that we believe, but is that real reality? I mean, what do you consider the news? And it's interesting because it is full-on manipulation, because when somebody is manipulating you, they manipulate you to feel fear and to be scared, but they also manipulate you into taking an emotional side, not based on fact, but based on pure emotion and not gut emotion, something that I have created to make you feel a certain way. Maybe I create imagery, or I create a prose behind that, or some sort of literature to make you feel a certain way, and I use certain things to back me up. And I see that in therapy a lot of times when people go through processes of a family member, you know, telling them, if you don't call me, I'm going to call the cops. If you don't tell me where you are right now, and this person's just trying to get away because they've been manipulated their whole life by these certain people, but these people are still using these scare tactics. If you don't call me, I'm going to call the police. If you don't call me, I'm going to die of hurt and pain. I'm going to die. I'm going to be in my deathbed. Okay, and it's the same type of thing. And, you know, and think about if I had a picture of a deathbed and a woman laying there and she's holding her heart, you know, and maybe I take a video and she's breathing heavy and I don't know if I'm gonna live or die because he hasn't called me. And what if I do that and look at it from a news story? And then all of a sudden I've painted a picture and people are dying. Grandma's dying. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about mind share manipulation and how to really see it for what it is. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I just realized something the other day, that it's like the news is like your manipulative spouse or lover that you end up breaking up with because you can't handle it anymore. It's interesting. It's like we buy into it in the beginning, like hook, line, and sinker. Oh, they're the best guy, or oh, she's the best girl, and she's awesome and amazing. But over time, we begin to see things for what they really are. And sometimes it can take a long time. Sometimes you can have a relationship for a long, long time without realizing, quite honestly, that you're being manipulated. Maybe gaslighting techniques being used, and you're beginning to believe a narrative that has been sold to you lock, stock, and barrel. Much like being in that relationship that we believe in that narrative. For example, I'll explain a narrative, a good example of a narrative. Wife or husband presents themselves in a certain way. You buy into their demeanor, the way that they appear, and the way that they appear is not at all how it is. Okay? Appearances are very interesting things. Somebody from the outside can appear as the most faithful, loving person and is not. And vice versa. If someone's very introverted, they might appear very standoffish. They might actually appear to other people as being unfaithful, sneaky. Do you see what I'm saying? So appearances are very odd things, things that we really need to be aware that might not be a reality. And that's something that I find very interesting with the news today as well. The way that things appear, the way that that we are shown and presented items is very interesting indeed. The way that a picture is presented in the newspaper, the way that a video is presented on the TV, is very interesting. And when you don't know the background of something and you don't see the full production, you might say, you don't really understand and you don't have any logistics on really the honest truth about what we're seeing, okay? I can recreate anything down the street at my office if I have enough money and enough props. And sometimes we don't even think about that. We allow the news to tell us what's going on. We don't do our due diligence. We rarely look at several sources. And we get stuck in our ways. And that's kind of the same thing of being in a relationship where you are being manipulated and controlled. In those types of relationships, we have a tendency of listening to our spouse or our lover no matter what, because we've been programmed to do so. Because we've been brainwashed to do so, especially when manipulation is being used, when there's a lot of fear factor being used, as well as delusion and diluting somebody's thought processes. I've done some videos on gaslighting when some things are kind of being manipulated, no matter how small or big, to make somebody feel as though they're going insane. That's an extreme version of it. But, you know, when we're dealing with manipulation in any sort of relationship, It's that illusion that's being presented. It's that grandeur that somebody is probably trying to promote on their own, or that level of power. Oftentimes, a person who is manipulating somebody else is trying to make that other person smaller than them, make them basically come to them for everything they need. They want to be the person in charge and in power. And so they want the other person to be, you know, almost like the victim that they take care of, the little pet project that they have. And when that's the case, eventually, when they have so much power, the other person begins to feel powerless. And when you don't exercise your power for a very long time, it goes away. It's like muscles. If you don't use your muscles, you're going to lose it. It's going to go to fat. It's going to go away. You're going to lose it. And you got to get back in the gym double time to get it back. And eventually with muscle memory, it does come back. And it's the same thing here. But if you have been deluded for so long in a delusional state, buying into this person as having more power than you, believing that this person is basically your end-all be-all, and then you have deferred your power to them, and every time you have that question, you ask them the answer and vice versa, you see what I'm saying? You don't have any power. You are no longer in charge of your own domain. Somebody else is in charge of your own domain, and they can manipulate you and make you feel a certain way and spin anything around you to make you see what they see instead of reality. Because in that case, they are at the highest level of manipulation, because they can even create fiction and make it fact, and take fact and make it fiction. And it's a very interesting scenario, because it's happening to the American public and to the whole public across the world right now. It's not just in one country or another. It's blanketed everywhere. Okay? And it's a power tool, because they figure if we really don't know what's going on and we have a bunch of red herrings here and there, no pun intended, and we believe this or maybe not that, or maybe we're in arguments on this right here and we keep in arguments on this one little thing that's already been decided, then the public's going to be at ends with each other, okay? And what happens when that happens? Well, it's hard to communicate. People don't like to talk to other people because they get angry. People look at other people's color or race or creed and assume, oh, they're not even going to listen to me. Or I'm sure that they voted for so-and-so. Oh, I know it. Yeah, I don't even know about talking to them. I mean, seriously. And I haven't seen it in such a divisive and decisive way in so long. It's just amazing. I'm enamored by it. It's such a narrative. And it's funny because it's become such a non-reality show. It's almost like watching the Kardashians 24/7, but there's all these other characters in there, and I don't really know what to make out of it. And when you stand back and you really recognize the situation for what it is, you begin to realize that we are being constantly manipulated. You are under constant duress and constant manipulation all the time. And it's almost like going home every night to a marriage where your spouse is constantly manipulating you, messing with you, Jedi mind screwing you all the time, where you don't know where your head ends and your butt begins. And you can't compartmentalize that, so your whole life is kind of going that direction. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't think straight, you're at work doing something that you usually could do very easily, and you can't figure it out. You know, you feel like you've lost your memory, you lost your mind. And that's what's kind of going on right now on a large area of our world. And what's happening is that people are being fed a bill of goods that's just not real. Okay? And what's the reason for that? Well, the reason for that is I want to feel a certain way. Okay? The reason for that is I want people to feel a certain way. The reason for that is I want people to feel fear, or I want people to be scared of the future. I want people to be so scared that they don't want to talk to other people, that they're alone. Okay? When people are alone, they cannot group together. When people are alone, they can't form groups. They can't form little organizations. They can't fight anything alone. Alone, we're just alone. One person's one thing, two people one thing, 10,000 people's another, 200,000's another, 5 million people's another. And see, if everybody was to come together and realize that a lot of the stuff that we've been told are lies, we could overcome the delusion. However, unfortunately, there's so much divide and so much delusion that it's hard to show people what's up because people have already created an emotional stance based on certain political ideologies, based on news that was presented to them, and based on certain narratives that they bought in hook, line, and sinker. And that also goes back to the way that we were raised. You know, if you were raised as a staunch Republican or Democrat or independent, you believe in those ideologies, and it's hard to change. And remember, my show is called Perspectives because in order to really be a deep, thoughtful person, you must actually work daily to work on your perspective. Okay, a perspective is not a perception. A perspective is an actual thoughtful process. You've gotten past a lot of your past that have defined some of the things that you believed in. And we're not looking at mom and dad's perspective nowadays. We're looking at yours, and you've had to grow up and become that amazing adult that you are, live the life you've had, gotten past that, walked in other people's shoes as much as you can, and be able to see things from all different sides. And when you can begin to do that, you can have a full, well-rounded, wise perspective. And that is awesome. That is golden. That is what gets us out of the Stone Age and puts us into our real, true reality. It's much like being in a relationship by being manipulated every night you come home and your husband or wife completely messes with you mentally and emotionally. You don't know what to do. You don't know who you are. You become a shell of a person, and you don't know what you stand for anymore. And there comes a time where you have to figure out, one, I am being manipulated. Two, this really sucks. And three, how do I get out and what do I do? But I'm a shell of a person. I can't stand on 2 feet right now because I don't have any power and I just feel really scared and I don't know what to do. And that's how you get. Because somebody has literally usurped your power, come in there and mentally Jedi'd screwed you up. And now you got to figure out how to stand on both feet without falling. And that's normal. And that's what basically all society is doing. You might be in the best marriage, but you're still being assaulted and manipulated on a daily basis. And that's what I'm talking about. Because when I realized the comparison between a manipulation-based relationship and our new system as it is, I've realized that there is something to be said about this. And we feel the same, and we kind of feel the same abuse and the same shell shock as you would if you went home every day to a mentally abusive husband or wife. It's the same kind of thing. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back in two shakes.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about how the news in our country, for the most part, not all of it, reminds me of being in a manipulative relationship. It reminds me of being in a manipulative relationship that causes pain and suffering. And it causes us to believe certain narratives and certain thoughts that may or may not be true. Partially true, not at all true, figments of imagination, and all the above. And it reminds me of being in a manipulative relationship because once we are exposed to it for a long period of time, we begin to get discouraged, stressed out, scared. We have fear. And then we begin to question our own truth. We begin to question what we know is reality. We begin to question just the basis of our own life and society. And it's the same as when you're in a manipulative relationship, you begin to question yourself. You lose the power. You feel powerless. You also acquiesce to the manipulator. Okay. And in those situations, they are usurping power from you and they're manipulating you and holding you back. And it's kind of the same thing because all of a sudden, you know, we are basically looking toward them for the answers instead of going deep within ourselves for the answers. And I find that the news is one of those big things, too, because the news, people watch the news, right? They don't look for the news. They don't unearth the news. They don't do their own investigation. You only hear people saying they're watching it. Why am I watching it? Why aren't I looking for the news? Why aren't I investigating it? Why aren't I unearthing the truth? And that's what I do. I don't share a lot about this all the time, but that's what I do. I actually check so many news organizations, stuff that's on the beaten path, stuff that's off the beaten path, stuff that's in different countries, stuff that's in different languages that I have to actually have translated to understand. Or have somebody translate it for me in my office. And it's very interesting because when you really get a lot of that and then you use some common sense is a good thing. When you have common sense, you can't ever substitute common sense. When you have common sense, it changes everything. It really, really does change everything. And it goes a long way to understanding what's plausible, what's possible, what you're being lied about, and what might have a gram of truth. And I find that extremely interesting. You know, the next point that relates to me with relationships in the news is that for some degree, they kind of feel as though you're stupid. They feel as though you're stupid. They think, you know what? I'm going to talk to this person like they're a five-year-old child. And it's interesting because I remember when I first started going on certain newscasts and people would say, now make it easy, you know, use language for sixth grade reading. Okay. And that always kind of interests me. And I said, you know, I'm not going to talk down to the people that are listening to me because I think that's wrong. Okay. I think it's wrong, and I think they're missing the boat. And I did not ever talk down to anybody that was ever listening because I believe that people are highly intelligent, if they're allowed to be. If they're allowed to be highly intelligent, they can. But if they're in an environment where they are literally forced to believe or to listen to stuff that literally eventually gets into their subconscious and eventually makes them stupid, then that's going to happen. I mean, a lot of these shows are created that way. I mean, because it's not about intelligent thought. I mean, if I keep making your brain fire and do all these great things and these synapses and have these awesome stuff happening where you're having like great stuff going on in your brain and your brain cells are working and you're remembering stuff you haven't remembered in years and you're coming up with these great thought processes and how to cure cancer. I don't know about that. I mean, what about just talking about the latest jeans that the Kardashians are wearing or the biggest diamond that so-and-so got, his wife, that he plays for the NBA? And I got no problem with that. I'm not sitting there trying to define or trying to judge. I'm just saying that what we watch and what we listen to directly implicates on the level of intelligence that we can have outwardly. But even bigger than that, it literally starts defining our brain, because the more and more we give our brain something, we either feed it or we starve it. We either feed our brain or we're constantly starving it. Which one are you doing? Which one are you doing right now? Are you feeding it? Are you starving it? What are you doing? Because I know there's some shows in the past that I was definitely starving it. I was starving it because it was stupid. I can't even believe I watched this stuff. I mean, I look back at it and I wonder why I felt like I was just like kind of, you know, getting dumb or something. But then I realize and I look back now and I go, you know, hey, the stuff that I do watch is either environmental involved, it's about our planet Earth, scientific, or it's, you know, it's about breakthroughs. Or it's about people overcoming adversity and doing some amazing things. And I think that is stuff to really focus on in your mind that really takes you out of the humdrum and creates that winning, successful, loving brain that really overcomes any sort of manipulation. It's the same thing when you're being manipulated in a relationship. The person that's manipulating you doesn't want a bunch of people around telling you the opposite, okay? That's the key. It's better to keep you sequestered, so that you're only hearing me, so I can brainwash you enough that you do think that you're stupid, that you're not going to be good enough for anybody else, that you're lucky I married you. Can't even cook. You're lucky I married you. Nobody else would take you anyway. I don't want people around, because if people get around, they might go, hey, Joanna, you are a good cook, and anybody would marry you, because you're a nice lady. See, I don't want that. I want Joanna to feel like crap if I'm manipulating her. Same thing goes to show. It's funny. Have you seen the correlation here? Very interesting. The next thing, besides making us feel think that we're stupid and acting upon that, is they want to baby us. Talk down to us. Baby us. Oh, coochie, coochie, cute. Look at that cute little baby. Oh, look. Yes, they talk down to us. Yes, they do. And sometimes it's like through the back door. You know, sometimes they give you just enough that makes you feel like you're so smart because you thought that way. Well, yeah, it's thanks for playing. But, you know, another thing, too, and a manipulator does that, too. What do? They talk down to you. They make you feel small, right? Because you are small. Because you're low on the totem pole. Because if you were high on the totem pole, you wouldn't be able to be manipulated. You know, the next thing that kind of mimics this manipulation that I find very interesting is they use anger and fear to kind of unify certain groups and divide others. So if I want to unify a group of angry people, we call that a mob. and mob mentality is an interesting thing too, right? Mob mentality is something that's not based on reality, but it's based on emotions. And enough people having that emotion, willing to do a violent acts, willing to go that next level, is what I call a mob. And I think lately we've seen a lot of mobs. And how do they get started? Well, there's got to be a leader. A mob has to have a leader, otherwise the mob's going to disintegrate. Because you know what? People are only so on point. I mean, most people to some degree are lazy. I mean, not many people want to go out and be like, okay, we're going to organize. We got to meet here at 7 a.m. in the morning. You've got to bring your guns, and I got to bring my pickaxe, and we got to go out there and run around and break stuff, you know? And if anybody gets in our way, we got to assault them too. And everybody's got to be organized in this, okay? You can't just be leaving early just because you get scared if the cops show up. You got to do something, okay? So you got to have a leader. So who's the leader? Who's the ringleader in the situation? Well, there's various ringleaders, right? So you think about the ringleader, and you look at that situation, you go, huh, okay. So, but normally they're in the background because they don't really want to be seen because they're actually having this mob basically be their mouthpiece and their arms and their legs and their pickaxes and their guns because they don't want to do it, but they have enough intelligence to manipulate the mob. They have a good amount of intelligence to manipulate. They probably have some money. And they put themselves in a position that makes them look as if they are a leader and that people need to listen to them because they're in charge. Usually that's money, that's power, that's organization, that's having a lot of hands and people on the ground to do what you need to do. But if you think about it, you don't ever see the ringleader really out in front. Okay, really ever, because that's the whole idea of having a mob, because you can have a mob do your dirty work, because that's the whole key. That is your mouthpiece, okay? A little different from a manipulative marriage, but, you know, sometimes people use other people to say certain things to manipulate their spouse or the person they're with to get them to go along with the ideology of the person that's manipulating. So they might have a friend call, right? And say something kind of derogatory or make that spouse feel even worse so that when the other spouse gets home, the manipulator, the spouse automatically runs into his arms or her arms and the manipulator gets what he wants and he doesn't have to do anything or she doesn't have to do anything because the mouthpiece has already spoken and has already basically concreted their idea into stone, making the person being manipulated feel very small, but also feeling scared to run into the arms back of the manipulator because apparently the manipulator knows what this person needs. Don't forget to go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Check out the recent shows and also check out the podcast on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about, well, the relationship between being in a relationship with someone that's manipulating you and how the news actually has a tendency of manipulating us on a daily basis, and how they actually parallel, giving us the same feelings, the same thought process, putting us in the same emotional hell. And it's very interesting. I find it very interesting. And so we've been talking about that today. Right before the break, I was talking about how they use anger and fear to unite. And I was talking about mob mentality. And that's very true. That's very true, because anger is an interesting emotion, okay? And fear is too. It's all that negative emotion that's wrapped up in normally untruths, falsehoods, designed to make people feel a certain way, powerless, or even maybe powerful in a situation to do something kind of stupid. And it's very interesting the way that this is designed. Again, it's all about manipulation, manipulating our emotions clearly, to make us do something or not do something, to band together or not band together. Another thing is to use people you know, that you recognize to tell you how to think. Okay. People you recognize to tell you how to think. So if you recognize somebody from TV or what have you, and they're telling you about their political views, not saying, oh, you better think this way, but no, they're saying how they feel, and for some reason you look up to them because they're famous, or you identify from them, your views might begin to move. And if you are very very easily manipulated, you might easily change. If you don't know your views and are looking for input, this might be it. If you're young and impressionable, this can easily create your views for the rest of your life, unless you go out and really, you know, really self-discover and really get to know what the truth is. But see, oftentimes, like I was saying earlier, when people say they watch the news. They're not investigating. They're not hard-hitting journalists looking for it, digging for the news. Instead, they're watching it. They're letting this group of whoever show them what to think. And in anything in life, I realize that when we allow that to be and we take that at face value, we get harmed. We might not even realize we're being harmed because we're not worried about it. We don't care about it enough. We don't put enough work into it. We don't think enough about it. I mean, if we put as much work as we do into finding the right pair of jeans or the right hair products into finding out what the true news is, we would have a better understanding of what's really, truly happening. I've realized for the most part, most people don't care enough to do that investigation, but I also feel that people have been sold the bill of goods that what they're seeing is the truth. Now, maybe it's easier that way because they don't have to work hard to dig for the truth, or maybe they've been always brought up to believe that this is the gospel truth. It's not. And it's very interesting, and I find that it's kind of the same thing in a relationship. When you don't really understand what's going on, and you know something's going on, you know something's up with your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, and instead of doing your research and going on YouTube and figuring out about, you know, issues and, you know, is it depression or borderline or manic or bipolar or narcissistic behavior or manipulation, instead of looking that way, you just go, you know what? You know, I'll figure it out over time. It's not that big of a deal. It's all in my mind. And when we do the research, we actually understand what elephant is in the room. We know there's an elephant. We figure it out. And I love elephants, but in this case, it's a big situation in the room. And when we're actually open and privy to the fact that this exists, we can actually do something to change it. We can actually work and modify it and try to work hand in hand to change things. And if it can't be changed, then you know what you're dealing with. But if you're not willing to do the investigation and also realize that you can't take things for always face value or the way that they look or the way that they seem, then you begin to do your own investigation in absolutely everything that you come in contact with. I'm not just going to take somebody's, oh yeah, hey, take that for the gospel truth. Okay. I mean, if it's a scholar that has done their education work and they've been doing it in the field for 30, 40 years and they're really open-minded and they actually look at the truth, well, maybe so, but I still want to do my own. I still want to know what I'm dealing with. Because I feel better because I know that I have done the legwork, I've done the research, and I haven't taken things for face value. And I really have an educated understanding to some degree of what's truly happening. Same thing in a marriage when you're dealing with problems. When you do your investigation, you read some psychology books and you do some stuff and you actually go the extra mile, you can actually help the situation and you can actually either, you know, make it better. You can, you know, bring it up, put it into the light and say, hey, are we going to deal with this? Are we not going to deal with this? You know, you can also maybe set, you know, a time to get out of the relationship, realizing this isn't yours to fight. You know, if the manipulation doesn't stop and the person's not willing to get any help and you've already found somebody to help and you're trying your best, well, then there you go. But if you sweep it under the rug and you live with it for the rest of your life, how happy are you going to be? Not that happy. Because when you really look back, you'll realize that you were in a marriage that was full of manipulation, that you never stood up for yourself. And who knows? You know, you could have lost some of your purpose and your drive and your soul belief because you were too busy trying to save that person or make them happy. And life's too short. Life's too short for that. Another thing that's parallel is the false narrative. When a person is being manipulated in a marriage, for example, the person that's manipulating is cheating on their spouse. One of the false narratives that they may use is, I would never cheat on you. I think you're cheating on me. Okay, we can change it around. You know, another false narrative is if that person has issues and doesn't want to deal with them, instead of them looking at their own issues, they look at their spouse and say, you're the one that's crazy. You need to seek psychological help because, you know, you're the one that's completely out of sorts, creating this false narrative. And if you hear it long enough, you begin to believe it. Maybe I am crazy. You know, maybe I know I'm not cheating. Well, they say that I'm cheating. Now, what do I do to show them that I'm not cheating? So then you begin to run this race. It doesn't even exist. based on this false narrative that somebody has manipulated you into believing, or that you have just decided to believe, or you have, you know, taken the Kool-Aid. And last but not least is blame someone else. In both situations, when you're being manipulated, they're going to blame someone else. They're actually going to probably blame you, because you're the root of all the problem. You're the reason why all this is happening. You're the reason why they have to be so hard on you. I mean, because you're the idiot. If you weren't such an idiot, I wouldn't have to tell you what to do so much, because you could figure it out. But because you can't figure it out, I'm so glad I'm here, because otherwise, I don't know what would happen to you. The same thing applies to the news that we watch. You got to blame somebody. Somebody's got to be blamed, and it's usually not the right person. It's usually somebody else that may be innocent, probably innocent, but they want us to feel emotionally drawn to one person or another. I find this very interesting. So think about how this manipulation on both levels actually are very interesting and how it relates on both sides. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.